Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Well, the battle over House File 639 continued to intensify yesterday after Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed the bill. The legislation was aimed at addressing eminent domain, which has become an increasingly contentious topic amid proposals for carbon capture pipelines across the state. The governor's decision directly opposes a measure passed by a legislature dominated by her own Republican Party. The move has sparked strong reactions from both supporters of private property rights and backers of large-scale energy infrastructure. We'll talk with the folks at the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and their take on the eminent domain portions of the bill next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
As you would expect, the biofuels industry applauded the governor's veto yesterday. Supporters of the carbon capture pipeline argue it's the Midwest's best shot at keeping the ethanol competitive with foreign-produced fuel, especially from countries like Brazil, who already benefit from established carbon sequestration systems. Industry leaders say that the pipeline is key to securing ethanol's long-term market position. And Summit Carbon Solutions, the chief architect behind the pipeline project, quickly released a statement praising the governor's decision and highlighting the $175 million in payments they've already made to farmers who have signed up for the program. However, not every farmer along the proposed route has agreed to sign easement deals and now faces the possibility of having their land seized through eminent domain. Some ag groups have also voiced concern. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association released a statement expressing disappointment with the governor's decision. ICA CEO Brian Whaley tells us that while the group isn't opposed to the project itself, they're deeply concerned about protecting private property rights.
Something from our Iowa Cattlemen's Association that I think I want to make really clear is our policy, again, going back to my statement before, is really just based around that we don't support the use of eminent domain, particularly for private use. And that was a component of this bill. And so we felt that it was important to demonstrate what our voices or our members' voices had said to us and how they wanted us to engage. I also think that it's important that people realize, that the association, the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, doesn't oppose any type of project in particular and doesn't want to ensure that any project for a public use can continue to have a fair and dependable regulatory process. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's a hazardous liquid pipeline, a natural gas line, a transmission line. You know, our stance from an association and what our members have told us is that, and it's been consistent, that, we want to support private property rights.
Whaley said the biggest hurdle for House File 639 was the complex language that bundled multiple sections of Iowa's regulatory code. But despite that, the driving force for the cattlemen's support was over eminent domain.
House File 639 was very complicated. It had a lot of moving parts, a lot of different pieces of it. And it really encompassed a lot of different chapters of the Iowa Code into one single bill. We recognize that bill was not perfect. It did have some implications that we felt needed to be addressed. It did address the use of eminent domain, and that's something that we felt, because it had that component in there, and that we needed to engage on.
We have much more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Hoffman.